Good morning, aloha kakou, and happy new year. As we begin the new year, it is a time when we hold much hope in our hearts and minds that the new year will be brighter and better. However, let us consider, is it only the year that changes? As we hope and aspire in the new year, let us not forget that a lot has to do with our thoughts and how we engage with others, including our happiness. According to Buddhism, our mind and thoughts play a large part in everything we do, as we find in the saying, human beings tend to move in the direction of their thoughts. Jodo Shinshu temples in Hawaii are referred to as Honganji, with Hongan referring to the primal 18th vow of Amida Buddha. But the Buddha made several other vows too. Have you ever wondered why Amida Buddha, for example, made vows promising that in the Buddha's world, one and all will be of radiant pure gold, or that everyone's appearance would be equally pleasing to all, or that people would possess the wisdom to know others' thoughts, and that those who, even now, receive the Buddha's light will become soft and gentle in body and mind? Herein lies the reason we have temples. It is a place to hear about the Dharma or teachings, and for us of the Jodo Shinshu, Shin Buddhist tradition, to especially hear about the primal, all-inclusive, and all-embracing wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha. The temple is not just a static place or building. We often refer to temples as a dojo. A dojo, like a judo dojo, is where you learn, experience, and grow. A temple is such a place too. To me, we are not only being embraced by Amida Buddha's compassion, but also nurtured by Amida Buddha's wisdom. To be sure, I don't become a perfect human being, but there is a new awareness which lives inside of me, and this new awareness tempers my heart, mind, and body, which is usually very egocentric or centered on myself, and begins to let others be a part of my life. A custom at New Year's is to make a New Year's resolution. Have you made your New Year's resolution? You probably thought of several things you might want to accomplish in 2023, but as you decide, also please consider having more inclusive aspirations and goals which embrace others. According to Mitsuo Aida, he says, quote, "Very different from personal wishes centered only on oneself, a wish is such as, may there be no wars, aspiring for peace and harmony in the world, and the wish that our human contrivances do not contribute further to the contamination of our natural environment. When we sincerely embrace these sorts of wishes, they are referred to as gang, or aspirations and vows. If held deeply in our hearts, even the tiniest aspiration will be reflected in our eyes and faces. May we embrace vows and aspirations within our means and contribute to a brighter prospect for our future." End quote. I'm convinced that one of the greatest contributions of Shinran Shonin or Jodo Shinshu is that it brought joy into our samsaric life, which is many times challenging and filled with struggles and difficulties. Please know that the promise or vow of great compassion is to embrace and never abandon us under any circumstances. This is Namo Amida Butsu. Every year, but especially in 2023, let us share our joy, making manifest our theme and slogan for the year, building healthy sanghas, sharing joy together, by visibly expressing our joy of the Nembutsu. I know for many of us, being reserved is a culturally emphasized trait, but when it comes to the joy of the Buddha Dharma, my recommendation would be no enmyo, don't hesitate. Let that serene joy and immense appreciation for Namo Amida Butsu flow from the depths of our being outward and allow it to be known by others. This is one way we are able to very naturally share Namo Amida Butsu with others, by sharing our joy and gratitude and talking about Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion, including reciting Namo Amida Butsu, so we can contribute to others eventually experiencing the same great joy and happiness. To conclude, from the office of the bishop, I wish all of you a most joyous and meaningful new year. I'd like to express my deepest gratitude to all of you for your support, which enables our statewide organization, the Hompahongajin Mission of Hawaii, to continue serving the people of Hawaii by sharing our Shin Buddhist teaching and assisting those in our communities who are in need or suffering. To Kako, one and all, thank you. Namo Amida Butsu, entrusting in all-inclusive wisdom and all-embracing compassion.